This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I am back with another episode of History Bites. Subscribe to the channel and follow the links in the description to support our work. I am right now inside Hagia Sophia. What a magnificent structure this is. This is Hagia Sophia. Once upon a time, the largest church in the world. Now, one of the largest mosques in the world. This was built in the 6th century, completed in the 530s by Emperor Justinian, who was a Roman Byzantine emperor who completed the structure. And once he walked into the structure, having completed it, he said, Solomon, I have surpassed thee. In other words, he was referring to the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem, and he was claiming that he had surpassed Suleiman alayhi salam. And this is indeed a very imposing structure, a giant, magnificent structure. Parts of the building are still from the 6th century. You can see the pillars behind me there. Okay, those pillars are definitely from the 6th century, 40 years before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in 570. This structure was completed in 530. So you can see, or you can imagine, that this is very, very old, from the 6th century. Okay, later on, in 1453, Sultan Muhammad al-Fatih conquered the city of Constantinople, and he took the city by force, and everything within the city became his property, and he decided to turn this structure, this church, into a masjid, a mosque. Right, since then it had remained as a masjid, and then in the early 20th century, in the 1920s, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the then ruler of Turkey, converted this structure into a museum. And then recently, Erdogan, Tayyip Erdogan, the leader of Turkey, he decided to make it back, or revert it back to the status of the masjid. This is the Ottoman member behind me. You can see this member was put by the Ottomans. This is where the imam climbs, he goes up and he does the khutbah. Okay, so the Ottomans added a lot of Islamic messages to the building, as you can see, verses from the Quran. Okay, then there is a verse about the mihrab. There is shahada there, la ilaha illallah, and the verse of the Quran, "Andal masajid lillahi fala tad'u ma'allahi ahada," that mosques, masajid, belong to Allah alone. Do not call upon others with Allah in them. So that's a very powerful message, because when you see the church, you see a lot of imagery. There's something on the top there, behind those two curtains. You see these two curtains? There is an image of Mary. If I'm not mistaken, it looks like Mary. Okay, so the Christians had a lot of imagery in this place. You can see on the top there, there is something like an angel depicted, right? So, in the church, basically like this, they had many images of angels and characters of importance, like Jesus, Mary, and other saints. And if you go on top, you see some of the emperors depicted as well. And outside, you see some other pictures of Jesus. So, in a place of worship, you cannot have pictures of humans, according to the Islamic principles. That's why some of these pictures were hidden temporarily. They were plastered over by the Ottomans in the 15th century. And then later on, when it was made into a museum, these pictures were uncovered. And then now they have put some temporary covering on top. You can see the curtains, the cloth covering those pictures, so the people, when they are praying, they're not bowing to these pictures. Okay, so in Islam, it is not allowed to bow to a picture or have pictures in a masjid, in a mosque. So I'll give you a very quick tour of this magnificent structure. It is basically a huge sign of the victory of Islam over the Byzantines, the Romans, albeit in the 15th century. So I'm just going to take you around very quickly. Right. It's a magnificent structure. Very, very powerful, imposing structure. You can see there these pillars. These pillars are from the 6th century. These pillars were made actually before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Muhammad was born. So this is the Byzantine architecture from the 6th century, the Roman Byzantine architecture from the 6th century. And then later on, the Ottomans added these names, Allah, Muhammad, Umar, Ali, Hussein, Hassan, Uthman, Abu Bakr. So then they added the names of the Sahaba to the structure to denote their belief that they are Sunni Muslims. They believe in the four caliphs. They also believe in Ali, Hassan, Hussein, in the Ahlul Bayt. So they were actually declaring their aqidah for anyone who walks into the structure, the Ottomans, right? So it's a huge, giant structure, very important building. I want every single one of you to go online and study the history of Hagia Sophia in particular. You need to know your history. Your history is absolutely dynamic. You have to be proud of it. You have to be proud of the achievements of your predecessors. They went through a lot of difficulties and they gave many sacrifices for them to achieve this. So look at these pillars. These pillars are made in the 6th century. It's a very giant, imposing structure. You can see the dome on top of me. This was the largest indoor standing structure in the world for nearly 1,000 years, until the Blue Mosque was made opposite it by Sultan Ahmed. And that masjid was made in the 16th century and is also a very, very imposing, powerful structure. May Allah reward everyone who has been involved in this work, preserving the heritage for the Christians and the Muslims, because this heritage belongs to both communities. This was a church once upon a time, then it became a masjid, right? So may Allah preserve everyone who has been involved in preserving this heritage, this history for posterity, for them to come and see that once upon a time, Jesus was being worshipped here, Mary was being worshipped here, and then once Muslims took over, one God alone, Allah, was worshipped here. And since then, Allah is being worshipped here alone. On that note, I'll stop the vlog. I hope you enjoyed it. More will be coming from History Bites. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the links to support our work, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for watching.